Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Before we try to figure out what's going on between Israel and Iran, I thought I would read one of the texts today, which I'm sure is how a lot of people feel. We were talking about A-Rod and Lori saying they want to get a new target center built when we were talking to Johnny K last hour. And he said that they think they're going to probably seek some public funding for it. Like the Vikings put in like $300 million, didn't they, for that stadium? And there was a billion, something like that. One thing, A-Rod and Lori just got a $2.5 to $3 million asset for one. I mean, $2.5, $3 billion asset for $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
Okay, because, and like, it was ironic how that turned out, since Glenn is the one that said, we're going to go in three parts, right? We're going to go in the three tranches of, mm-hmm. of the, because I want you to learn the ropes. I want you to know what's going on. So it wasn't like A-Rod and Lori did it. They wanted to take it over right away. That's what rich people do. They buy something. They don't want to be subservient to Glenn for 3 years, but they did it. And then Glenn tried to pull a fast one on him, and the arbitrator said, no, you get it. And now, so Glenn's out, you know, if it actually sold it now, you know, it would probably be $3 billion, $3.5 billion. I mean, the Lakers went for $10 billion. The Celtics went for $6 billion. You know, so they've got a $1.5 billion. They spent $1.5 billion on an asset that's worth maybe double that. You know, maybe take some of that money and go. I don't know why more of these owners don't do like what Jerry Jones did, where he built his own stadium. Mm-hmm. And the answer might be because they don't have to, right? But this texter, and I don't disagree with him, he says, absolutely no public funding for a new arena, in all caps. That's always the mantra, right? But let's look at here. We paid for most of the Target Field. Everybody loves it. That's a sports fan.
Yeah.
The X, everybody loves it. It's a sports fan. You know, Allianz Field. I don't know how that was paid for, but that was good. You know, TCF Bank Stadium. And we love the new stadiums. I used to talk about this years ago when I was at 1500 doing the morning show, you know, like 20 years ago when they were trying to talk about replacing the Metrodome. And I said, everybody says that if you vote to fund the new stadium, you're going to get voted out the next election. No, you don't. By the next election, everyone's forgotten about it because they've brought their family to the game and they like it.
Yeah.
And look, there's a lot of public buildings that are built, you know, libraries, for example. And I used to always say, you know, that's great. I mean, I think it's good that we spend money on a library so that people that, but you're talking a book, right? I mean, why not build something that I'm going to enjoy, and I'm going to enjoy a stadium with a professional sports team in it. So I get that take, but I think it's a good investment. It's a good investment to have sports in your town. I think it's a good investment, but it would be nice to see Lori and A-Rod and all their minions contribute to it.
Yeah, they've got the Bloomberg money, right? They've got Michael on board as one of the investors. So obviously he's not going to just throw money at a stadium without getting something in return. He's a smart guy.
I would think you can make some money at running a stadium. Maybe not. I guess I don't know. But I would say if Michael Bloomberg is going to spend his money, I want him to spend it on the luxury tax.
So
they can get all the best players.
That'd be very nice.
And go win a title, and then once they win it, then you know they can take it apart. That's what I want to say.
It's just the idea of, you know, obviously we're talking about billionaire owners and giving them public money for their little play thing.
Yep. Now, you know, I'll say something I'm trying to do, especially here, because I've made it a point of, I'm just being honest with people. I did have Trump derangement syndrome. I was a proud owner of that cause. Like people say, oh, it's terrible to be woke. No, I'm woke. I like to be woke. I think that's a positive thing to be, to think of others, be empathetic, things like that. But he's our president, and I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, because it's too many times that somebody does something. And for example, if Obama was to bomb Iran, I would give him more of a shake than I would give Trump. And the Trumpers wouldn't give Obama they would criticize it. In fact, Trump said, just look out, you know, with the old, there's always a tweet, right? There's always a tweet from Trump that contradicts what he's doing now, where he said, hey, Obama's, you know, he's struggling. He's probably going to bomb Iran to distract it. And then he goes and bombs Iran. Okay. So I'm sitting there going, I'm not smart enough or educated enough on this topic to know whether or not Trump getting in and dropping the bombs that he dropped on the nuclear facilities in Iran, using what bombers? I mean, they flew what, from Ohio or something, and came back, and it was a successful mission. No one on our side, there were no casualties, and they hit the targets that they were intending to hit. That's what I understand to be the case. So is that good or is it bad? Trump said, you remember, he says, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success, Trump said in a weekend address. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Well, maybe not, right? We don't know that. So the next thing Trump does, let's just go back to the beginning. The direct armed conflict between Israel and Iran in June 2025, known as the Iran-Israel War, was sparked by Israel's Operation Rising Lion when Israeli dropped strikes on nuclear and military facilities on June 13th, 2025. Then Benjamin Netanyahu came back and said, hey, Donald, join us. More the merrier. Come on. Why don't you bomb them too? And what did Donald say? Not doing it. Right? He said he's not doing it. Okay. The people can change their mind. And then he did change his mind. And then he came back and said, hey, Iran, 2 weeks. If you don't give up bombing Israel in 2 weeks, I'm going to bomb you. And then what was it, 2 days later?
Yeah.
3 days later?
It was very quick.
He bombs. Now what? Instead of them putting it out over Signal where everybody sees it coming, at least this time he said, I'll give you 2 weeks, and then bombed him earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably smart. But if it was meant to be smart, if that was just kind of a setup, or maybe he just changed his mind. In either way, you know, I mean, if I don't have a problem with the timing of it, because if you say I'm going to bomb you in 2 weeks, well, then they could be ready for it, right? So he caught him by surprise. He bombed it. And then he says, and then he made the statement that he made, that I can report that it was a spectacular success. The next thing that happens is he then negotiates a ceasefire. Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And both Israel and Iran agreed to it, but for some reason they kept bombing each other for the next like couple of hours.
Seems to violate the ceasefire a bit.
And now, did you get that sound?
Oh,
Of all the things Trump has said, all the nonsense, all the other things, this is, it's my favorite thing, because I like how blunt it is, but I also agree with him. This is my favorite thing that Trump has said since he's been president.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning, because the one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land, I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I understand that. Do you have a problem with that statement?
No, not really.
I don't. I mean, here Trump is trying to get something resolved here, you know, and he just kind of, that was a, you know, a lot of times he's doing performative art. He was legitimately angry. I mean, it was kind of good to see him like legitimately. This was none of that BS stuff that Trump does, all this nonsense that he's speaking about, which he can't go very long without saying something that you're just scratching your head. You know, they're eating the dogs and all that stuff that he does. This was, hey, I brokered this thing and you both jumped the gun and start shooting again. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
I am sick and tired of this happening. Why don't you guys get together and get something done? That I'm all with Donald on that. Now, a lot of people are saying that this has just opened the door because the thing that really came out later was on after he did it, a classified preliminary U.S. intelligence report has concluded that American strikes on Iran set back Tehran's nuclear program by just a few months rather than destroying it, as claimed by President Trump. U.S. media on Tuesday cited people familiar with the Defense Intelligence Agency findings as saying the weekend strikes did not fully eliminate Iran's centrifuges or stockpile of enriched uranium. Of course, now Trump and his minions are on all the news stations saying, oh, that's wrong. We caused all this damage. We did all that. I don't know one way or the other. You don't know one way or the other. Trump probably doesn't know one way or the other. We don't know what exactly happened, other than if I'm going to listen to somebody, I would listen to a classified preliminary U.S. intelligence report that somebody leaked it. No one's denying this isn't an actual report by people that do this. That's their job. So it hurt them a little, but it didn't wipe them out. Okay? Trump's not going to admit to that. So now, is it good we're in this situation or bad? I don't know, but I do appreciate the fact that Donald Trump is trying to at least get it to stop.
That's good. And he was mad yesterday
when
he made the comments, and that was great. Was he mad about them breaking the ceasefire, or was he mad about them breaking his ceasefire?
His ceasefire.
I don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care.
I agree.
I realize it's probably 95% ego. It's, I did this, and now you're making me look bad, right. Israel and Iran. Knock it off.
Yep.
You know, I want the credit here. I'm the president of the United States. I want this to be at least a part, if not a large part, about me and about what the art of the deal that I was able to pull this off.
But if he's going to take his, and he has boundless energy, he really does for a guy that's 79 years old. He has boundless energy. If he's, when he directs that energy towards something that's good and gets it done, I'm gonna applaud him, because he oftentimes directs it to nonsense.
Yeah,
other things.
Well, you should, and some Democrats have. Other people that are in the middle, like we had Colonel David Hunt on Monday, reacting to everything. And, you know, he's been very critical of the president, very critical of Pete Hegseth, said he's completely not, you know, qualified for the job ever since he was first nominated for the job as defense secretary. And, you know, he was very forthright in saying everything that was done here was basically perfect, from everything he can see, from having a little ruse to setting it up to actually the mission itself, to this being the absolute perfect time, if you're going to strike Iran, to do it now, because their air defense was down. They were as vulnerable as they could possibly be. And he basically said, it's about time. It's about darn time.
And it wasn't on Signal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when he said he was going to bomb it, like, I went on Twitter and I said, I'm going to get Signal. I didn't actually, but if I did, I would have been surprised that I did it. Next up, San Francisco, or San Franciscans, have discovered one of my favorite places, Lake Minnetonka. We'll talk when we get back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If anybody talks to me for any length of time, I will probably at some point mention that I grew up on Lake Minnetonka. And so when I was in high school, actually when I was in college, we had the big rivalry. You know, I'm painting myself as some sort of a West Coast, but it was the Edina guys. You know, you've known Edina guys. Do the guys you know from Edina say that they lived in the bubble? That's what our guys would say. We lived in the bubble, like we were protected.
Okay.
We're protected from the outside world in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
So they would always be the bubble. And then Minnetonka, I said, well, we're God's country, Minnetonka. I mean, it's so when we grew up out there, the lake could get pretty busy. But now I guess it's like really busy. But
yeah.
But this story caught my eye, and I saw it because SF Gate, which is a San Francisco publication, And it says some things about Lake Minnetonka that just sounded odd to me. But here's what it said. As housing costs continue to rise in major cities, more Americans are setting their sights on Lake Minnetonka, a picturesque destination just west of Minneapolis known for its upscale lakeside communities, strong sense of place, and year-round outdoor appeal. Once seen primarily as a vacation spot. Yeah. In the 1930s.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I mean, you know, when my dad moved out there, it was 1970, I want to say, 1969 or 1970. And the funny story I would give is we lived in Brooklyn Center at the time, and which was a brand new suburb then. You know, it's since fallen into, it's not quite as nice. And I've driven by our old house, and it's that neighborhood's pretty run down. And, but we had this brand new house with, you had like, it had intercoms in it. We had a trampoline.
Ooh.
I mean, we were living the dream.
Yes, you were.
And also we get in the car because my parents bought this old house on Lake Minnetonka. And I can tell you what they bought it for, $49,900.
Wow.
Now, I've done the inflation check on that, and the inflation check would be like $350,000.
You ain't very getting, sweet deal.
You ain't getting a garage on Lake Minnetonka for $350,000.
You might not get a plot if there was one.
Oh, no. No. You. I would say this house that my parents lived in, it's an old, big house. They did a lot of work on it. And my sister, when she came into town, she's actually knocked on the door and said, can I see the house we used to live here? And she took pictures. It's the same house, but they've done a lot of upgrading to it over the, you know, many years. My folks sold it in like 1984 for like $180,000. My guess is that house is, you know, $1 million, $1.5 million probably.
Sure.
On Lake Minnetonka. I would say my dad was far more successful than me because he lived on Lake Minnetonka, but that's actually not true. What's the difference is the lakes have become far more valuable than they were in the 70s. My dad was kind of got out in front of it. But when we moved on, this was an old house. It had been there a long time, but there were a lot of old little cabins on there,
yeah,
at that time that people hadn't wiped out yet. But that's kind of the first thing they said that I thought was a little weird. Once seen primarily as, or that's Lake Minnetonka is one of the most desired lake lifestyle communities in the country. Nick Landecker, a real estate agent in the Twin Cities, tells Realtor.com. Yeah, we get that. That's true.
I would say that if I was a real estate guy in the Twin Cities wanted to sell homes on Minnetonka.
He said the migration to Lake Minnetonka is part of a larger shift. People are increasingly prioritizing lifestyle over location, opting for areas that offer natural beauty, recreational opportunities, and space to stretch out. Rural amenity migration, now they're talking about. I will say this. Lake Minnetonka is a great lake. I mean, it's so big, and you can... When I was a kid, you can, it's 14,000 acres in size. I mean, it's huge. And it's got all these different lakes. I think the lake I live on now is like 280 acres. So it's like one, it's, you know, just a little putt-putt lake, but it's a, here it is. The median price for property around the lake is $1.2 million, while the median list price in the Minneapolis metro is $446,000. So the San Franciscans apparently have discovered Lake Minnetonka, but they're not exactly discovering it, but it's, if you've been on Lake Minnetonka in a boat, you got to do it.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me, too. I mean, it's I don't think I've been on a boat out there probably in 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, and but it was pretty cool as a kid. As a kid, I could take the boat, and I knew every buoy. We had the little spotlight. You know, I could drive in the dark. It can be very dangerous when you get out there. What do we got next? We got Matt Gaetz next, back in the news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A texter says, it would be helpful if this fill-in host would tell us his name every segment or two. Dave Schrader, Dave Mona, Chris Egert. No idea who he is. That's a fair point. Scott Korzenowski, I have a Sunday show, noon till 10 to noon on Sundays. I have filled in for Chad. This is like my third time. You might hear me again. So I appreciate that text. I will try to say it every hour because I know when I'm listening and I don't know who it is, it drives me nuts. So I commit the own crime. I commit the radio crime that I myself don't like. Well, so anyway, thanks for listening and staying on. And thanks for the text. I much appreciate it. Normally, I would not condone somebody eavesdropping, if that's what you call it. I guess it'd be eyes dropping, maybe, on someone else's text messages while sitting behind them on a plane. You know, sometimes if I'm like working on something and you have those screens where they can't see it if you're like a little off. But But in this case, but when the victim of that eavesdropping is Matt Gaetz, the disgraced former congressman with the most punchable face in the U.S., I will not only read those texts, I will spread them out over these airwaves. So he was caught texting his mom for advice on how to deal with President Trump in a wide-ranging conversation in which the TV host also flexed about his real estate assets and having $500,000 in the bank.
Oh, good for him.
In the 72-second video surreptitiously filmed by a passenger on a recent flight, and posted on TikTok by the username of Tides of March, Gaetz's conversation is in full view thanks to a zoomed-in screen that made the text messages larger. The user captioned the exchange, quote, POV, meaning point of view, you're sitting behind Matt Gaetz, and he's texting his mommy. Gaetz's mom, Vicki Gaetz, warned the ex-Florida congressman, don't be criticizing the president or his actions. He's trying to keep us safe. That's his job. MAGA will turn on you. You will lose viewership. Your days in Congress are over. Let's not mess up the gig, she wrote, of his job as host at the Matt Gaetz Show on One America News Network, which he started in January. Matt texts back, the president has been a very good friend to you. Oh, this is still the mother. The president has been a very good friend to you. He hates betrayal. Be smart, not stubborn, his mom admonished. Gaetz insisted, I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him. I've never been freer to share my views, and I'll continue to do so, Matt texted. I think about the people who cheered for the Iraq war because they liked Bush. Those people have blood on their hands, he said. Vicki then advised her son against trying to guide the notoriously independent-minded commander-in-chief, to which Gaetz replied, guiding DJT, Donald J. Trump, always includes a private and public component. I know how to do it. The conversation then veered into his finances, with his mother asking, how many times do you want to hit the wall? I kind of like his mother. Gaetz replied with a flex of his family and assets. I'm a happily married man with a son on the way, two penthouse condos, 1-to-1 real estate asset to debt ratio, and $500,000 in my bank account cash, he trumpeted. On the topic of Iran, Gaetz claimed the Islamic Republic has been 3 months away from a nuke since 1992. He might be right about that. But how about that? So somebody sits behind Matt Gaetz, tweets it out, and he actually kind of later found out about it. He said, apparently someone behind me on a flight recorded me without my knowledge. They found me texting my mother about news of the day, family finances, and working on my laptop, he wrote. Gaetz replied to a question on X about the giant size of his text, explaining, my eyesight has gotten very poor in recent years. And if you don't remember, Gaetz vacated his congressional seat last year when Trump tapped him to become the attorney general, but withdrew his nomination to the swirling allegations about his personal life, including that he paid two women for sex and had an affair with a 17-year-old. So if you remember that. That's why I feel fair to expose Matt Gaetz's little texting. You can always tell when a guy isn't rich because he tries to argue that he is. The richest people in the world, you would never know it.
I was going to say, that's a lot of bragging to do to your mom.
It is. Well,
how much you've got in the bank and your income to debt ratio. Wow. Okay, man. It feels like there's just a little bit of insecurity there, perhaps. And mom seems like she is, she's on top of it.
She's kind of saying, don't blow this gig.
She's got things to say.
You blew the Congress bid. Mm-hmm. Look, a mom is going to love your child no matter what, no matter how bad you are. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer's mom still loved Jeffrey Dahmer. She did. She didn't love what he did, but she still loves your son. You don't love what they do, but you still love your child. And she's kind of giving him a little push. You know,
I think so.
You've kind of been screwing around here, son.
Don't let us down here. Don't ruin the family name.
Get your act together. When we come back, somebody who's got her act together, Audrey.
Audra Martin. She's your buddy.
Audra Martin. Yeah, I've known Audra for many years. She's going to talk to us about what's going on over there at Target Field. It's time for the Lindus time check. Time to install energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 50% off installation and labor through June 30th. Your time is 1:45, and we're now joined on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline by Audra Martin of FanDuel Sports Network. She's you're the on-field reporter for the Twins and then a studio host for the Wild. Is that right, Audra?
That is correct.
Well, good. Well, even though let's start with the Twins. This has been a crazy season. They start miserable. They win 13 in a row with maybe the best pitching staff in baseball. I was talking about that. And now over the last month, since Pablo Lopez got hurt, They have given up this year after spearheading a 13-game. The Twins pitchers saw their walk rate spike, their strikeout rate drop. Hitters are batting .281. And the Twins pitchers have yielded 148 runs in June, which is 34 more than the next pitching staff. What the hell is going on there, Audra?
Yeah, it's been an interesting season, to say the least. yeah, it's a tough stretch, no doubt about it. I have to give Chris Paddock and really the pitching staff and Pete Mackey some credit. Last night after the game, Paddock talked to the media, and he said that Pete Mackey called a team meeting or a group staff meeting with all the pitchers, and they had a really good discussion. He didn't want to go into the details about what all was said. But he said, we all agreed that this tough stretch is on us right now. We have to be better. And he spoke to the ups and downs. He said, it's almost like that 13-game win streak doesn't even matter anymore because of how tough things have been here the last couple of weeks. So, there is some frustration, but I will say there's still optimism. The guys have a good attitude in that clubhouse. They know what they're capable of. I mean, you don't just win 13 straight if you're not a good team and you're not capable of playing at that kind of caliber, level. Not saying that they're going to win, 13 straight all the time, but they know that they are capable of playing much better baseball than they are right now.
Well, I mean, it's crazy how many times they're giving up double-digit runs. You know, Royce did a column and said they had, like, in their 53 years or their 63 years, however many years they've been around, I think 63, they're about the same age. They've been in Minnesota as long as I've been alive, basically. They'd given up 16 runs or more 50 times, so maybe once every other year. And here they did it two times in 3 days or two times in 4 days. And they've given up 14, and they've given up 16, and they've given up 11, and they've given up 9. And they're not losing 4-3. They're giving up so many runs by a team that led the major leagues in ERA during the stretch when they got 13 in a row. So it's other than the fact that Pablo's hurt, right? I mean, he's mm-hmm. that's but the other guys were also pitching well too, and now they're pitching horribly. And I did read that story with the pitching coach, and he says we're trying to do the process, but how do these guys that perform so well perform so badly?
If I had the answers, yeah, I'd be making $1 million, as a,
yeah, <that's true.
laughs> as a big league coach. And I think that's kind of how a lot of people feel right now. It's just a head scratcher. It's hard to wrap your head around being so dominant and then struggling so much. I think part of it too, Paddock alluded to it last night, there's probably a little bit of pressing. Mm-hmm. I think it's understandable that everybody wants to be the guy who sparks something and wants to do everything they can to turn things around. And sometimes that causes some mental errors. It hasn't just been the pitching. There's been some sloppy decisions and some sloppy play defensively. A lot of guys have talked to me in terms of we need to be more aggressive on the base path. So little things like that sometimes can be all it takes. And last night is a perfect example. Look at Trevor Larnach with the hustle double to start that rally. If he's on first base, it's obviously a very different feel than your leadoff mm-hmm. hitter starting things in scoring position. And I mean, he hustled and he definitely deserves a lot of the credit for getting things going there in the fifth inning. I think those little things eventually will start to click and turn around and add up to some big wins. It's just really unfortunate. Last night was so tough because it's not easy to overcome a 5-0 deficit. And suddenly you're right back in it. It's a tie ball game in the fifth. I believe it was the fifth. And then for things to come apart the way that they did in the ninth with Juan Duran, with a couple of hit batters and things, that's just tough because he has gone from being the AL relief pitcher of the month
yep.
in May to now struggling a little bit in June. However, the bullpen's been in a tough position because they aren't getting used the way that they typically will. You've seen Rocco put guys like Duran and Griffin Jacks even Louis Varland too into games that aren't high leverage situations simply because they need to get some work. And that's not an easy situation either when the bullpen isn't in a normal rhythm. So there's just a lot that has been going against the team right now, and it's snowballing a little bit, but it is still June. I know it's the end of June. There is still time, but you don't want to bank on time being available because eventually you're going to blink and it's going to be the end of August.
Well, and Johan Duran, the last three outings he's given up a run. And, mm-hmm. And then they lost all three of those games. And you said, and he was lights out in the last month. in May. So
May.
I guess what when you look at the Twins, and then in the middle of this, the Twins. Well, first of all, go back to when they made the playoffs 2 years ago, and then they came out the next year and said we're cutting payroll, and now they're in the middle of this incredibly bad stretch where they've lost 11 of 12. They've given up double digits on a regular basis. They've been the worst performing baseball team in the Major League Baseball over the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks. And then they extend Rocco. I mean, I'm not here to say whether Rocco's the problem or not. It just seems to be really bad timing.
Well, I know that was unfortunate timing, and I am not usually privy to those kind of conversations. You know, a lot of times that's more of the beat writers type angle. But I think any sports fan can at least somewhat agree that it doesn't always fall on the manager. You know, the manager can't will these guys into playing better or having better at-bats, or you know what I mean? A lot of that falls on the individual players and things like that. I think Rocco's great. Obviously, the team believes in him. The players like playing for him. So I understand. It was unusual timing for that news and stuff to come out.
Right.
But again, this team did rifle off 13 straight wins. It's still in there. I think it could be something as, I don't want to say little because it's not little, but you know, if David Festa really starts clicking and he has a bunch of big outings, if Simeon Woods Richardson pitches like he did two outings ago, which was one of the most efficient starts I've seen in a long time, little things like that, again, I think will start to add up and we'll start seeing the consistency and the type of baseball that we know that this team is capable of. Because you look at the roster, it doesn't really make sense in a lot of ways that they're having some of these struggles. So I'm confident. I know I'm always, you know me, Scott.
I do. I do. That's
I'm an internal optimist, but it's in there. I have no doubt.
So let's talk about what you do. And I know you've done a lot of stuff where you interact with the fans. You went up and took a picture of the home run that Byron Buxton hit that landed up in the suites up in center field. You went out and bought a fan a beer, or who was it? Who was it that bought the beer for him? It was
So it was Trevor Bluth made a comment saying, "Oh, I'd buy that guy a beverage if there was a way to make that happen." And I grabbed my microphone, talked to my producer, said, "Oh, we can make it happen. I'm here. I'm ready to go." And he's like, "Do it. Head out there right now." And so, yeah, it was a great moment. I was laughing, and I know I've gotten some comments. I had a little bit of spicy language in there because the fan behind him was commenting that he robbed a home run from her. You know how fans get. Everybody wants to get their hands on a home run ball. It was fun, though. I love those just kind of authentic, off-the-cuff moments. You know, that's what makes baseball fun, is you have the ability to get creative and think outside the box.
Now, during
the season of 162
games. Now, during the games, are you sitting in the dugout? Is that kind of where you start and then you move around?
I'm in the camera well, right next to the dugout, and I prefer to stay there. Some of my counterparts will go and do the broadcast from up in the press box or the booth upstairs. I like to stay down in the camera well, no matter if it's a million degrees or if it's freezing or raining, because there are those moments where I have eyes on somebody so I can see an interaction, or I can see if somebody maybe looks like they're coming in to pinch hit or things like that. So I think it's valuable to have a person. You see it a lot in football, right? The sideline reporters are right there. They can kind of relay what's happening with an injury update and things like that. So even baseball, there's things that are happening in the dugout that I can see and be able to bring to the broadcast. And then there's moments like Byron Buxton, who every once in a while will call me over and be like, "Hey, there's a kid sitting over there. Will you give him these?"
Nice.
And he hands me his batting gloves or things like that. So those moments are really special, and they make the job really fun.
Now, because can you hear what they're saying in the dugout? Are you close enough to hear discussions?
Sometimes. If they're on the end, you know, where I'm sitting sometimes, and every ballpark is different. Sometimes I'm sitting closer to home plate, and sometimes I'm closer to third base, or you know, whatever side that I'm on. So it just kind of depends, but a lot of times it's just kind of keeping an eye out. You can kind of judge what's going on, but I leave them alone during the game. You know, I don't want to interfere or be too nosy, but every once in a while, you know, I get tipped off to some scoop or some information that proves to be pretty valuable, so that's always nice.
Is it you have a screen there, or do you have to really pay attention?
I do. I have a monitor in front of me.
No, I mean a screen to block you from the ball.
Oh.
Like a
that
net.
Kind of screen.
Yes.
where I sit at Target Field, I'm kind of hidden by one of our cameras. So I always tell Rob, our camera guy, that he's kind of my protector. But there are some ballparks where, no, there's no screen. There's no protection at all. I've gotten close a couple times to getting drilled. I always try to keep an eye on the ball at all times. But, you know, I'm scoring the game on my iPad. I'm looking at notes. I'm going, you know, digging, trying to find stories or things like that too. So sometimes I'm not always looking at every single pitch, and that's when it gets to be problematic, because suddenly I'll see everybody else flinch and I'm like, oh wait, where's it going? And I freak out. And so I mean, my really good friend and my counterpart who works for Colorado has gotten drilled in the face.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh man. Yeah.
And so it's tough.
Well, thanks Audra. And what game time tonight, 6:40, although is it probably be postponed, huh?
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. We've had some terrible luck with weather this season. I think we're up to 10 games, maybe even 11, that have been affected by weather. So I don't know. I'm looking out my window right now, and this looks pretty nasty. So we'll see.
Right, thanks, Audra. Much appreciated.
Yeah,
Audra Martin, FanDuel Sportsman. Good to talk to you, Audra. Audra Martin, right. The great Audra Martin, FanDuel Sports Network. She's going to be positive no matter what, David. That's kind of her job on the thing. She kind of brings fun, and she might be the best thing to see the way this team is playing right now. When we come back next hour, we're going to talk a little more sports. The cost of being a sports fan, it's way more than you think.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.